أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the Ramadan Quran reflection taken from Juz 19. In Quran, Surah 25, Ayat 30, My Lord, my people have abandoned the Quran. Subhanallah, what a reflection that we could have when reading this ayat. Let us look at a few things, inshallah, through this Quran reflection briefly on what we can do so that we do not be one of those who have abandoned the Quran. First, we must believe in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought down to us. Second, we should read the Quran, trying to read it every day. Third, we should ponder over the ayats in the Holy Quran and try to understand them. Fourth, we should respect the Quran, and this entails having the Quran being on the first top of a pile of books, if you have a pile of books, not stretching your feet out. When reading the Quran, we do wudu, we face the Qibla, and respect the Quran and keep it in safe, clean areas. In the Holy Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 2, This is the book, in it is guidance, sure without doubt, to those who fear Allah. When we see this, we realize that when we respect, honor, and keep the Quran in sanctity, and believe it, and do the following things that I have just mentioned, let us be very careful not to abandon the Quran and be like those who are being warned in this ayat about the people who have abandoned the Quran. Let us grow a connection with the Holy Quran, read and ponder over the ayats, that we must follow the Quran and be obedient to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us in this holy book as guidance for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the obedience to Him, grant us the love for the Holy Quran, grant us the knowledge that's within the Quran, help us understand it at a deeper level, not just on the surface. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us not be of those who have abandoned the Quran. Wa akiru dawana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.